convocation.
我们按照我们的规矩。
According to our tradition.
啊，根据神的教，主耶稣的教训。
And according to the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要来办圣啊，办圣餐礼。
We will be upholding the holy sacrament.
那因为这次没有洗礼，所以我们就没有洗脚礼。
Because we don't have water baptism this time, and so we don't have the sacrament of foot washing.
啊，大家准备心，我们要开始我们的圣餐礼。
Let's prepare our hearts as we begin our Holy Communion sacrament.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿们。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的圣餐礼。
In the name of Jesus Christ, commence the sacrament of Holy Communion.
我们来唱赞美诗296首假调。
Let us sing hymn 296A.
有情在口 在身，我要纪念做事。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
We'll now pray together.
这次祷告的时候呢，我们要祷告什么呢？
And what should we pray about this time?
我们首先要感谢天上的真神。
First of all, we need to thank our Heavenly Father.
他愿意降生来到这个世界上。
For he was willing to come into this world in flesh.
因为他的爱，我们的生命得到了希望。
Our life is reignited with hope because of his love.
我们今天在场的每一个人，
Every one of us sitting here today,
都尝到神恩典的滋味。
We've all tasted the grace of God.
我们要学会感谢。
So we need to learn to be thankful.
其实圣餐礼本来就是一个感谢、感恩跟纪念的圣礼。
The sacrament of Holy Communion is a sacrament of thanksgiving and remembering.
所以说我们在祷告先要感谢天上的真神。
That's why when we pray, we need to thank our Heavenly Father.
那我们要自我反省。
We need to also examine ourselves.
从上一次领圣餐一直到今天。
From the last time we partake Holy Communion until today.
我有什么事，做什么事是对不起神的？
Have I done anything that has fallen the short of glory of God?
我对神对人有没有爱心？
Do I have love towards God, towards other people?
如果没有的话，要趁这次祷告的时候向神悔改。
If the answer is no, then we need to utilize this prayer to repent to God.
我们不要等到等一下拿到主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血的时候，在那边默祷，在那边悔改。
And let us now wait until we receive our cup and the Lord's blood, and in silent prayer we repent to God.
这样太草率了。
And because that is taking it too lightly.
我们等一下拿到主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血的时候啊，存着感恩的心来领受。
In a moment when we receive the Lord's flesh and the Lord's blood, we need to receive it with thanksgiving.
那我们在等一下祷告当中，我们用比较长的时间来求主耶稣怜悯我们所犯的过错。
In a prayer, we need to spend a little bit more time to ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins.
如果我们从上一次领圣餐到今天，我都没有犯过任何的错误。
If from the last time I received the Holy Communion until today, I've not committed any sins.
我们要将一切荣耀归给天上的真神。
Then we need to give all the glory to our Heavenly Father.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
So let's kneel down and pray together.
求耶稣跟我们同在。
And ask Lord Jesus to be with us. Hallelujah, thank God for His grace.
在神的爱中，神带领我们走过人生的道路。
And God has led us through our journey of life under His love.
神也带领我们这次的灵恩布道会能够顺利的完成。
And God also has led us that we're able to smoothly conclude this year's spiritual convocation.
再次灵恩布道会最后我们要来办圣餐礼。
Before we conclude the spiritual convocation, we are holding the sacrament of Holy Communion.
在我们领圣餐之前，我们依然要来思想神的道理。
Before we partake the Holy Communion, once again, we need to think about the Word of God.
我们知道真耶稣教会的圣礼是有它的它要成为圣礼是有它的条件的。
We know in True Jesus Church to become a sacrament, it needs to have some criteria.
它必须是主耶稣亲自他做过。
And it needs to be something that's demonstrated by Lord Jesus himself.
而且他要我们也这样做。
And he wants us to do the same.
那这个跟得救有绝对的关系。
And it has to do absolutely with our salvation.
而且它是一个仪式。
And it's a ceremony.
它我们就把它称为圣礼。
That's why it's called sacrament.
所以在路加福音22章就这样记载。
In Luke chapter 22, it records.
请大家翻开路加福音第22章。
Please turn to Luke 22.
路加福音第22章第19节
Verse 19
这个是主耶稣设立圣餐礼的经过
This is the process of the Lord establishing the sacrament of the Holy Communion
那时候是一个逾越节的晚餐
And it was a supper of Passover
我们看19节
Verse 19
又拿起饼来祝谢了就拨开递给他们说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们也应当如此行为的是纪念我20节
20
饭后又照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我血所立的新约是为你们流出来的好我们看到这边这个地方是主耶稣设立圣餐的经过
And this is the process describing the establishment of the Holy Communion
圣餐这个无效这个逾越节又称为无效节
And the Passover is also called the Passover of Unleavened Bread
在那一天是不可以有效的
Because that day you cannot have any leaven
在逾越节的晚餐里面
In the Passover dinner
主耶稣拿起无效饼
Lord Jesus took up the unleavened bread.
他祝谢了，然后就拨饼。
He consecrated and he divided it.
当他分给这个所有的这个使那个门徒的时候
，When he divided among themselves，
他没有说这个是无效饼。
He did not say that this is unleavened bread。
他说这是我的身体。
Instead, he said, "This is my body."
这是为你们舍的。
And it was given for you.
后来主耶稣再注谢葡萄汁。
Then later on, Lord Jesus then took the cup.
他没有说这是葡萄汁。
He did not say this is the grape juice.
他说这杯是由我血所立的新约。
And he said, "This is a new covenant established in my blood."
这是为你们所流出来的。
Which was shed for you.
这个是主耶稣设立圣餐礼的开始。
This is the beginning of the sacrament of Holy Communion.
当主耶稣注谢了以后
，After Lord Jesus consecrated,
无效饼凝化成主耶稣的肉。
Then the unleavened bread spiritualized into Lord Jesus' flesh.
葡萄汁凝化成主耶稣的血。
The grape juice spiritualized into the Lord Jesus' blood.
表面上你看起来还是无效饼。
When you look at it, it's still the unleavened bread.
还是葡萄汁。
It's still the juice.
可是我们很多弟兄姐妹在我们领圣餐的时候都有看过异象。
But many brothers and sisters have seen visions while we are holding the sacrament.
他们看到无效饼变成主耶稣的肉。
They saw with their eyes that the unleavened bread turned into Lord Jesus' flesh.
葡萄汁啊变成主耶稣的血。
The grape juice had transformed into Lord Jesus' blood.
他们甚至感动到实在是不敢喝得下去。他们怎么可以去喝主耶稣的血？
They were so touched that they dare not to drink the blood, because how could they drink the blood of Jesus?
这血是主耶稣为我们流的。
And this blood was Lord Jesus shed for us.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我到底为主耶稣做了什么？
What have I done for Lord Jesus?
主耶稣为什么愿意让我们这样子来享用他的血？
How is it that he was willing to allow us to enjoy his blood?
当然在约翰福音第六章跟我们讲得非常清楚了。
In John chapter 6, it clearly told us.
主耶稣说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
And Lord Jesus said that indeed you can eat of my flesh and drink of my blood.
吃的人就有生命在他里面。
Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will have life in him.
这是主耶稣的愿意。
Because Lord Jesus was willing.
这是他疼爱我们的证据。
This is evidence that he loves us.
当初他设立圣餐礼。
When he established the Holy Communion.
那他告诉我们。
He told us.
我们也应当如此行，为的是纪念主耶稣。
We also should do so in remembrance of him.
后来保罗在写信给哥林多教会的时候。
Later, when Paul wrote the letter to the church of Corinth.
他也是这样写啊。
He also said the same thing.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.We know that everything Paul knew was personally inspired by Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣啊，保罗没有参加那个最后的晚餐，他没有参加那个逾越节最后的晚餐。
Because Paul did not participate in the Passover supper.
可是他写信，他那时候写信给哥林多教会的时候，信的内容跟圣经所记载的一模一样。
But when he wrote the letter to the church of Corinth, the content of his letter was exactly the same as the teaching of the Bible.
我们看十一章二十三节。
Turn to 11 verse 23.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。24节。注谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。25节。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的说要如此行，为的是纪念我。26节。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的时，只等到他来。这个是保罗那时候写给哥林多教会的信的内容。
And this is the content of Paul's letter, as a letter written to Church of Corinth.
保罗说：“我当日传给你们的。”
Paul said that the what I delivered to you.
不是人家教我的哦。
It's not something that somebody else taught me.
不是某个使徒告诉我的。
It's not something that's been told by my different apostle.
是从主领受的。
But rather it was received directly from the Lord.
我虽然没有参加逾越节最后的晚餐，我没有。
Even though I did not participate in the Last Supper.
可是主耶稣亲自教导我的。
But Lord Jesus taught me this himself.
就是主耶稣的被卖的那个晚上。
Which is the night that he was betrayed.
那这边所写的就是当时我们看路加福音22章所记载的。
The passage here described corresponds with what we just read in Book of Luke.
主耶稣亲自设立的圣餐礼。
Lord Jesus established the Holy Communion.
那叫我们要这样行。
And he told us to do so.
那来纪念主耶稣。
In remembrance of him.
那现在是要纪念什么呢？
So what are we trying to remember here?
在二十六节这样记载。
In verse 26 it records.
他说我们每逢吃这饼喝这杯啊。
For as often as you drink of this, eat this bread and drink this cup.
是在表明主的死，只等到他来。
You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
是哦，英文讲得很好了 ，proclaim。proclaim 是什么意思
？What does it mean to proclaim?
proclaim 是不是有宣扬的意思
？This proclaiming means to declare.
当然。 它有表明的意思。
And also is to describe.
今天我们为什么要来守圣餐礼？
Today, why are we here to receive the Holy Communion?
我们要来宣扬，要来表明主耶稣为我们死了。
We're here to proclaim, to declare that Lord Jesus died for us.
有时候我会跟弟兄姐妹这样讲。
Sometimes I tell this to the brothers and sisters.
今天我们来领圣餐的时候。
So today when we come to receive the Holy Communion.
我们有没有告知周间，就是我们有跟我们的亲戚朋友讲。
Did we proclaim to our friends and our family?
主耶稣为我死了。
And that Lord Jesus died for me.
今天我要到会堂去。
So today I'm going into the chapel.
因为主耶稣的爱。
Is because of the Lord's love.
他为我们设立的圣餐礼。
That He established the Holy Communion for us.
他爱世界上所有的人。
He loves everybody in this world.
你们应该跟我们来。
That you should come with me.
一起来信耶稣。
You should come to believe in Jesus with me.
来享受神的恩典。
So we can enjoy the grace of God.
这位神就是我们的天父。
This God is our Heavenly Father.
从人类一开始，他就爱我们。
He has loved us from the beginning of time.
我们实在不要辜负主耶稣对我们的爱。
That we should not take the Lord's love for vain.
我们有没有这样做？
Have we done that?
这是我们必须要去思考的问题。
This is something that we need to think about.
今天早上早祷会的小弟有讲到一间教会。
And earlier this morning during the prayer session, I mentioned of a church.
他们布道会的时候。
So during their evangelical service.
每一个人带了五个、六个、七个、八个的人进来到会堂。
That every believer brought 5 or 8friends to chapel.
没有带人到主的面前，连圣工都不能做了。
If they don't bring any friends before the Lord, they're not allowed to do any other holy work.
因为他们看到圣经所写的。
Because they have seen what's written in the Bible.
没有人教导他们这样做。
Nobody's taught them to do this.
他们就这样做。
And they just practice this.
所以主耶稣就大大的将福气赐给他们。
That's why Lord Jesus blessed them abundantly.
在他们中间，他们看到很多神的作为。
And amongst them, they have seen a lot of works of God.
他们很单纯。
They're very simple.
就是这么做了。
They just did so.
其实我们今天来纪念主耶稣。
Today, as we come to remember Lord Jesus,
主耶稣为我们死。
The fact that He died for us.
那主耶稣为什么要为我们死？
Why did He die for us?
因为我们的罪。
It is because of our sins.
主耶稣来到这个世界上传福音。
When Lord Jesus came to this world to preach a gospel,
神的话，神的道就是真理。
The word of God is the truth.
今天我们有没有爱神？
Today, do we love God?
我们有没有爱神？因为爱神而遵守神的道。
Do we follow the Lord's command because we love Him?
这个都必须我们自己要去思考的一个问题。
Today, we need to think about this kind of questions.
神的道是活泼的。
That the word of God is a living word.
神的道是活的。
It's life.
所以说，当我们在守神的道的时候
，So as we follow the commands of God，
同时也在纪念主耶稣。
At the same time, we're also remembering Lord Jesus.
我就是纪念主耶稣啊。
I'm remembering Lord Jesus.
所以我将主耶稣的话记在心里面。
That's why I imprint the Lord's word into my heart.
所以不管我在做什么事情
，Doesn't matter what I'm doing.
我就想起主耶稣的话。
I think about the word of God.
我爱我的主耶稣。
I love my Lord Jesus.
他的话就是我的行为。
And so His word is my action.
神要的就是这个。
This is what the Lord wants of us, from us.
所以小弟曾经在实际上小弟在读神学院之前。
Before I enrolled in the theological program.
那时候有很多的老传道，这些老传道现在大部分都已经退休了。
There were a lot of elderly pastors. Most of them have retired by now.
他们在台上办圣餐礼。
When they hold the sacrament on the pulpit.
那时候我年纪小。
At that time, I was still young.
我常常想在思考一个问题。
And oftentimes, I think about this question.
老师告诉我。
The teachers have told me.
我们要爱主耶稣。
That we need to love Lord Jesus.
主耶稣为我们死。
Lord Jesus died for us.
我们每次呢，在祷告的时候都要想到主耶稣。
Every time in our prayer, we need to think about Lord Jesus.
我们在聚会的时候要想到主耶稣。
When we are in service, we need to think about Jesus.
睡觉之前也要想到主耶稣，所以要祷告。
We need to think about Lord Jesus before we go to bed. That's why we need to pray.
早上起床要祷告，要感谢主耶稣。
When we wake up in the morning, we have to pray and give thanks to Lord Jesus.
考试之前要祷告，求主耶稣帮助。
Before we take a test, we need to pray to Lord Jesus, ask Him for His help.
也是想到主耶稣。
And it's also a way of thinking about Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣主又设立圣餐礼。
But Jesus established the Holy Communion.
叫我们纪念他。
He tells us to remember him.
一年有几次的圣餐礼啊。
But how many Holy Communions can we have in a year?
当然主耶稣说叫我们要时常这样做了。
Of course, Lord Jesus says, do as often as we need.
可是 教会里面 一年就是两次。
But in church, we only have two communions a year.
在美国的话，如果说你 每次的学生联会你都有参加。
In the US, if you attend every student spiritual convocation,
那你一年会参加四次。
Then you will participate in Holy Communion four times a year.
那也不过四次啊。
Then four times will be the most.
当然传道的参加比较多啦。
Of course, a pastor will participate more.
我一年有时候参加二十次以上。
And sometimes in a year, I will participate in more than 20 Holy Communions.
可是又不是每个人都是传道。
But not everybody is a pastor.
我就在想
So I thought about this
一年两次
That twice a year
难道只有这两天要纪念主耶稣吗
Are those the only 2 days I need to remember Lord Jesus
主耶稣要我们每天应该是要每天都要纪念主耶稣的啊
Jesus wants us to remember him every day
我们就是难道说我想我的爸爸一年只有想两次不可能嘛我每天都会想到我爸爸纵使我爸爸已经离世二十几年了我今天遇到很多事情我还要想到我爸爸
If I want to remember my dad even though he passed away 20 years ago I think about him often I don't think about him twice a year
怎么可能什么一年只想到两次爸爸
So how can I only remember my dad twice a year
那不是很奇怪
Wouldn't that be weird
我一直有一个想我这是一个疑问
So this is my question
一直到进入神学院
Until I started the TTP
在神学院里面因为我们常常祷告
In the theological school, because we pray a lot.
当然每一个国家的神学院的习惯都不一样啊。
But of course, the schedule for the theological program in different countries are different.
不过常常祷告绝对是神学的一个一定会有的一个我们会做的事情。
But praying a long period of time is a common practice amongst different theological programs.
那你会祷告到一个感觉哦。
So after you will pray to the point where you have this feeling.
所以曾经有一个信耶稣的人。
Once there was somebody who believed in Jesus.
他告诉，那时候我住牧在一间教会了。
I was residing at a church.
就他去告诉我住牧教会的弟兄姐妹。
He went to tell the brothers and sisters at the church that I was residing in.
他说根本不需要什么长时间祷告。
He claimed that you don't need to pray for a long period of time.
根本受圣根也不需要祷告。
And that you don't need to pray.
我告诉你们
So let me tell you
我在这个什么 我在做圣工的时候我就故意不祷告
That when I do holy work I don't pray on purpose
经过实验我发现
So through my experiments I've now noticed
圣工一样进行啊
That the holy work continues as usual
他很有口才啊
He seems to be very eloquent
我去别的地方这个帮助圣工回来啦
And so when I come back to the church after I help out with other holy work
信徒来又跟我抗议啊
The believers came and protested to me
传道
They say, Pastor,
你不是一天到晚叫我们祷告吗
Didn't you tell us to pray a lot?
可是人家不是这样讲的哦
But that's not what he said.
我听了以后
So after I heard about this,
我非常难过
I was very sad.
我为谁难过
Who am I sad for?
我为我自己难过
I feel sad for myself.
我是传道
Because I'm the pastor.
我按照圣经告诉你
That I have instructed you according to the Bible.
胜不过一个人不用圣经告诉你
But it's not as effective as somebody else who's telling you something not according to the Bible
你就相信
And you believe him
那我这个传道不是很糟糕
Then would not make me an effective pastor
表示我没有讲清楚啊
That means that I have not taught you very clearly
我没有把神的羊带到神的面前
That means I've not brought the sheep of God before the Lord
我就问他
So I asked him
不是一个人哦就是几个信徒
So I asked a few believers
我说请问哦他告诉你的时候是翻哪一节经节
So I asked them, when he told you about this, which verse did he turn to?
他们讲不出来。
They couldn't answer me.
我说对啊。
So I said, there you go.
他告诉你的时候没有任何的经节。
When he told you about this, he did not turn to any biblical verses.
他说他的经验。
He said this is his experience.
是咯他的经验。
It is indeed his experience.
我问你。
But let me ask you.
我们做传道这几天好像在哪一堂有讲过。我们不祷告，神的工就会因为这样停止吗
？If we don't pray, will the work of God stop because we don't pray?
我们不祷告，神的工依然在进行，那个叫跟不上耶稣呢
？The Lord's work will continue to push forward even if we don't pray, but we won't be able to keep up with Lord Jesus.
你有没有想过
？So have you thought about?
没有人可以阻挡神的工，哎
，Nobody can stop the work of God.
我们今天是在跟神同工，不是神在跟我们同工。
Today we're working along with God, not God along with us.
那主耶稣在走的时候，我们跟着主耶稣走，我们跟主耶稣祷告，跟着主耶稣走。哎，那是我们的恩典呢。
As Lord Jesus going forward, we're praying while we're following Him. That's grace.
他告诉你这个是 这个不是道理，这不是真理哦。
So what he told you is not the truth.
平常我告诉你要祷告，那个我都有翻圣经，包括主耶稣也给我们做模范啊。
When I told you, when I taught you before to pray, I've turned to the Bible verses with you, and Lord Jesus also have set examples for you.
哦，他们才醒过来。
So then they all of a sudden awoke.
我告诉他们啊。
So I told them.
哎呦，你们真的糊涂啊。
And that you, you are so easily confused.
你们信耶稣信那么久，有的都年纪比我大，信的比我久啊。
And you believe in Lord Jesus for so long, some of you are even older than me.
我说有些我都叫你们伯伯啊。
Some of you, I address you as uncles.
哎呀，你们信耶稣都信六七十年啊。
You have believed in Lord Jesus for six or seven decades.
你怎么会被影响呢？
How is it possible you're so easily influenced?
传道不好意思。
So they said, Pastor, I'm so ashamed.
我说你们去祷告跟主耶稣不好意思，你跟我不好意思干什么？
So I said, go pray and apologize to Lord Jesus. No need to apologize to me.
我才不好意思，我要跟主耶稣悔改了。
That I'm embarrassed because I have to repent to Lord Jesus.
所以就是这个样子啊。
This is the way it is.
有时候我这样想哦。
Sometimes I think about this.
主耶稣为什么要设立圣餐礼？
Why is it that Lord Jesus established the Holy Communion?
他强调就是说叫我们要纪念他。
And the emphasis is that we need to remember him.
好像一直感觉好像我们会把他忘记的感觉。
Because it seems like he's afraid we will forget about him.
不然干嘛一直强调？
Otherwise, why would he emphasize over and over to remember him?
我一直在祷告啊。
So one time I was praying.
其实你长时间祷告，你祷告之后你觉得好像神该。好像你当然不会看到神，可是你会觉得神就在你旁边听你的祷告，你会觉得好美好，那种感觉真的很好。
After you pray for a long period of time, you feel like the Lord is next to you, listening to your prayer, and that's such a wonderful feeling.
啊，我们就好像主耶稣的小朋友一样。
And we're like the children of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣好像在陪着你一样。
And Lord Jesus is next to you.
那我在祷告当中啊。
So in that prayer,
主耶稣让我想到了一段经文。
Lord Jesus, allow me to remember a passage.
因为我在祷告中常常把这个事情放在心中。
Because often in my prayer, I remember this question.
主耶稣就让我能够明白。
So Lord Jesus has helped me to understand this.
我们看申命记第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
申命记第六章第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10.
六章第十节。
6:10.
耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许给你的地，那里有城邑又大又美，非你所建造的。十一节。
11.
有房屋装满各样的美物，非你所装满的。有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的。还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃的而且饱足。十二节。
12.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。这是以色列人在迦南在这个要进迦南地之前，在摩押平原神跟他们讲的一段话。
And this is a conversation. This is something that the Lord has commanded them to the Israelites in the plain of Moab before they enter into the land of Canaan.
意思是这样子的。
So this is the meaning of this.
你们现在要进入我所应许给你们祖宗的地啦。
That you're about to enter into the land of inheritance that I promised your forefathers.
那里有城又大又美。
And they are great, beautiful cities.
不是你建造的。
But you did not build them.
喜欢吗？
Do you like them?
都给你。
It's all yours.
这个城里面有房屋。
And there are houses in this land.
装满各样的美物。
It's full of good things.
不是你装满的。
But you did not fill them.
喜欢吗？
Do you like it?
都给你。
It's all yours.
这城里面有凿成的水井。
And they are hewn out wells.
不是你凿的。
But you did not dig them.
喜欢吗？
Do you like it?
都给你。
Again, it's all yours.
里面还有葡萄园、橄榄园。
Also, there are vineyards and olive trees.
都不是以色列人所栽种的。
But you did not plant them.
你吃的可以饱足。
But you can be filled if you eat it.
喜欢吗？
Do you like them?
都送给你。
It's all yours for free.
因为你是神的儿女。
Because you're the children of God.
神爱你。
God loves you.
你喜欢吗？
Do you like them?
都给你。
It's all yours.
这是你需要的。
Because you need them.
神有没有要求说，来，那个非利那个什么那哥耶利哥城500万。
But did God ask that Jericho was going to cost you $5 million?
爱城30万。
The city of Ai is $300,000.
伯特利算100万就好。
Bethel is $1 million.
所以有没有这样说？
Did God ask this of Israelites?
没有。
He did not.
他说你喜欢吗？
He asked, do you like them?
都给你。
They're all yours.
可是神只要求一件事。
But God only asks of one thing.
那时你要谨慎。
That you must be cautious.
免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
Lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
你不要把我忘了。
Do not forget me.
我们的神很自恋吗？
Does our God is so self-absorbed?
不是。
He's not.
为什么他要这样讲？
But why did he say this?
当时的儿女把他忘记的时候，
Because when the children of Israel forgot about him,
当他忘记神对他们的爱，
when they have forgotten about the Lord's love,
神曾经赐给他们的，
and what God has already given to them,
当他忘记他所享受一切都是从神来的，
when they forgot the fact that everything they're enjoying are all from God,
他就会忘记神的爱，
then they will forget about the love of God,
他就会任意而行，
they will do whatever they wish.
有一天他就会犯罪，
and one day they will sin，
他就会离开神，
and they will depart from the Lord。
我们不要忘记，
let us not forget，
神是公义的，
God is a just God。
所以后来以色列人被赶离迦南地，
That's why the Israelites were cast out of the land of Canaan。
有人说神是残酷的，
Some people claim that God is brutal，
为了以色列民把迦南地的人杀了，
and for the sake of the Israelites God killed everyone in the Canaan。
那些人对神有误会了，
Those people misunderstood God。
那些人是因为犯罪，
Those people have sinned。
以色列人后来犯罪，
The Israelites later when they sinned，
他们依然被杀了，
They also were killed，
他们被赶离迦南地，
They also were cast out of the Canaan。
神很怕他的子民被赶离迦南地，
God was afraid that his own people would be cast out of the land of Canaan。
哪一个爸爸不希望自己的儿女好啊？
And which parent or which father would not want what's good for his children？
迦南地是牛奶与蜜的地方，
Land of Canaan is a place filled with milk and honey。
这是神要给自己儿女的住的地方，
And this is a dwelling place that God wants to give to his own children。
如果我的儿女的儿女忘记了我，
If my children's children forgot about me，
他们去任意而行，
If they do whatever they wish，
公义在后面等的，
Then justice is waiting for them。
爱是站在公义上面的，
The love is beyond justice。
爱是有知识加上见识的，
Because love is knowledge plus wisdom。
不是进入迦南地永远住在迦南地，
You don't enter into the land of Canaan and stay there forever。
神要以色列人明白这个道理，
God wants the Israelites to understand this fact。
所以你看生命记好几个地方一直在讲这个事情。
That's why in many places in Deuteronomy is talking about this event。
爸爸最怕的是什么？
What is it that a father is most afraid of？
孩子不能保守在爱中啊。
And that their children would not be able to be kept in love。
因为这个世界上总是有是非的啊。
Because there are evil things in this earth。
啊，这有对跟错。
They're good and evil in this world。
所以他一直在提醒以色列人。
That's why he is reminding the Israelites。
不要把我忘了。
Do not forget about me。
他只没有说拜托啦，他只没有圣经没有记载，然后，可是你觉得说神就是一直在告诉他们这些事情。
And Lord Jesus is continuing to tell them about these things。
不要，你不要把我忘了。
Do not forget about me。
你要谨慎哦。
You have to be careful。
所以就叫他们要把这个事情要传下去哦。
And God instructed them to pass on this teaching。
要保守在神的爱中哦。
To be kept in the love of God。
一直在讲这个事情。
He continued to talk about this。
可是结果是什么？
But what's the result?
后来以色列国分裂。
The Israel split it。
北朝被亚述所灭。
The northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria.
南朝被巴比伦所灭。
The southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon.
你去看以西结书，你会哭啊。
If you read the book of Ezekiel, it will make you cry.
你如果对以色列人有感情，你会哭啊。
If you have any feelings towards the Israelites, Ezekiel will make you cry.
当时候神让以西结先知看到什么？
At the time, what did God show to prophet Ezekiel?
神的灵离开圣殿。
That is, the Spirit of God is departing from the temple.
你看他，你看到这个记载，都为他们害怕。
If you read this recording, you will be afraid for them.
对，圣殿是存在的，那个时候圣殿还存在。
It's true that the Holy Temple still existed.
可是神的灵早就离开了。
But God's Spirit already departed from them.
剩下那个建筑物在那个地方啊。
All there's left is just the structure.
请问那栋建筑物对以色列人有什么帮助？
And what use is that structure to the Israelites?
除了虚伪的安慰以外。
And it's only vain and comfort.
那有什么帮助？
What else is it helpful for?
那栋圣殿它能够真实是因为神的灵在里面。
And that building was real because it once had the Spirit of God.
当神的灵离开这个那个什么那个什么那个 施恩座的时候
，When the Spirit of God was departing from the mercy throne，
当时的灵到了圣殿的东门的时候
，And when the Spirit was departing, leaving the east gate，
你觉得神的心情是什么
？How do you think God would feel？
这是他设为他自己设为名的地，他的名的地方哎。
Because this is a place where he called it his name。
当时候大卫说要盖这个圣殿的时候
，When David wanted to build this temple，
其实神说啊，其实不用。其实神很高兴的，因为这是人对神的心啊。虽然那个圣殿太小了啦，是让神住，哎呦，神怎么可能住里面？可是那是神跟人一个接一个。
Even though it was such a small temple, how can the majestic God live in that small temple? But God was very pleased because that's a place where he can interact with men.
在那个地方，以色列人跟神有很多美好的回忆。
It is there that the Israelites had a lot of beautiful memories with God.
你看所罗门献祭。
When you see how Solomon, King Solomon offered.
多美。
How beautiful was that?
整个以色列人很喜乐。
And the entire Israel was filled with joy.
大家同心建造。
Everybody worked in one accord to build a temple.
同心守节。
And everyone hold the festivals together.
哇，多美。
How beautiful it was.
曾几何时，神的灵离开施恩座。
And when did God's spirit left the mercy throne?
有时候我们都想到我们自己的心情。
Sometimes when we think about how we feel.
谁去想到神的心情？
Who thinks about how God might feel?
好像神都很伟大，然后神好像都没有心情的，那没有什么不会受伤的，然后反正神就是那么伟大，那么威严，好像他都不会受伤一样。
And when you think about God, it seems God is so majestic, so grandeur, that he's never hurt, nobody can hurt him.
圣经常说我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that we have fallen short of glory of God.
因为神受亏损。
Because we have fallen short.
神是怎么受亏损的哦？
How have we fallen short?
神不会伤心啊，神会哦。
God, of course, it can be upset and sad.
你看那个他。神写神哈、哦、启示以西结写那个以西结书哦，里面充满了感情。
And when God inspired Ezekiel to write the book of Ezekiel, the entire book is filled with emotions.
你觉得他在跟那个以西结先生讲这些事的时候，他是很舍不得，然后他又觉得这些人怎么那这样，怎么可以这样？然后跟以西结先生说，他那神要去跟谁说？他跟以西结先生说，你看，我来，我带你去看，你看他们就是这样，就是这样啦。
And when God told Ezekiel about it, he brought Ezekiel to take a look at what they have done, and it's with a heavy heart God did so.
对啊，所以他们灭国了。
That's why the nation was destroyed.
神放在心中，这个都是发生过的事情。
And these are all the things that have already taken place.
主耶稣我们钉在十字架上。
Lord Jesus crucified on the cross for us.
建立了教会。
He established his church.
让很多相信神的儿女，他所爱的都进到这个教会里面来。
So that many ofhis children, whom he loved, can come into this church.
就像以色列人进迦南地一样。
Just like the Israelites going into the land of Canaan.
多美好啊。
How beautiful was that?
跟当时一进入迦南地是一样的道理。
It's the same as in the beginning when they enter into the land of Canaan.
那现在主耶稣在担心什么？
And how about now? What is it that Lord Jesus is worried about?
你觉得主耶稣在担心什么？
What do you think that Jesus is worrying about?
他很担心尝过神恩典的人离开他。
He is worried that those who have tasted his grace will leave him.
他很担心曾经在外流浪归到家里面的人又再出去流浪。
He is worried that those who were once lost now have returned to his home will one day leave him again.
他设立了圣餐。
He established the Holy Communion.
亲自将他的肉跟他的血赐给我们。
He has given to us his own flesh and blood.
没有那种爱的啦，你在这个世界上找不到。
In this world, you'll never find a love like this.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
你看，为我们死，还要担心我们，还要这个真是父母，这个当过父母的人才能理解。
Because he died for us, and he still worry about us. Only those who are parents can feel this way.
孩子再怎么大，就是担心。
No matter how big your children become, you're always worried about them.
因为他是我的儿女啊。
Because they are mine.
神也是一样。
Same applies to God.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神希望我们在永远在他的爱中。
God wants us to always stay in His love.
所以今天我们来守圣餐礼，这是你的福气。
So today, as you're here observing the Holy Communion, this is your blessing. This is my blessing too.
也是我们的智慧。
And this is also our wisdom.
我们这个时候没有在外面乱走。
Because we're not wandering around out there.
没有去看球赛。
We didn't go see a game.
当然我知道，我不知道今天有没有球赛，应该有吧。反正没有去哪个风景区。
We did not go see any sceneries.
我们住在这里。
But we're sitting here
today. 这是我们的智慧。
This is our wisdom.
表示你是有智慧的。
Because that means that you have wisdom.
你知道什么最重要？
You know what's most important.
你看重神对你的爱。
You emphasize and you hold God's love towards you in high regard.
所以愿主耶稣大大的赐福给你。
So may Lord Jesus bless you abundantly.
所以我们可是我们今天来到这个地方。
But today when we come here,
我们还是要去反省自己。
We still need to examine ourselves.
因为人总是有一些以前为什么赎愆祭？赎愆祭其实有一个比较特别的一个意义，就是说有一些是我们隐而未现的罪啦。
In the past, there is the sacrifice of redemption. It's for the sins that perhaps is hidden or we don't realize.
有时候我们也有这种状况。
And sometimes that also happens to us.
所以有时候我们要跟主耶稣说。
So therefore, we need to tell Lord Jesus.
主啊，我尽力。
That Lord, I do my best.
可是如果我有力而未逮，就是我有能力不足，或者是我智慧不足的地方，我不知道我这个做错了，求主耶稣，你要给我智慧。
But if what I'm doing is not good enough, or because of lack of wisdom, Lord, I pray that you would give me the wisdom.
我们常常讲一句要说啊，因为无知，所以没有关系。
And sometimes we say that because I'm ignorant, so that's okay.
讲这样子是不太负责任的。
If you think this way, that's irresponsible.
圣经常说，我的民因无知事而死亡。
The Bible tells us that God's people are destroyed because of ignorance.
它是会死亡的。
Ignorance will lead to death.
不是无知就没有关系。
And ignorance is not less important.
那个是在某些状况下是可以的。
Under certain circumstances, ignorance might be okay.
不是在所有的状况下都是可以的。
But it doesn't apply to all the circumstances.
所以我们在面对神的时候
，So as we are facing God,
我们要谨慎。
We have to be cautious.
对啊，所以说为什么圣餐礼一般我们都会比较，你看哦，我们大家都会比较威严一点。
And this is why Holy Communion, we're more solemn, more serious.
其实在这个圣餐礼当中，我们要感谢天上的真神。
And during this Holy Communion, we have to give special thanks to God.
所以我们心中应该充满感恩的。
So in our heart must be filled with thanksgiving.
我们纪念主耶稣为我们所做的一切。
We remember everything that Lord Jesus has done for us.
我们纪念主耶稣所说的每一句话。
We also remember every word spoken by the Lord Jesus.
我要问我自己是不是爱神。
I have to ask myself, do I love God?
就要像神爱我们一样。
Just as how God has loved us.
跟神之间永远不会平等。
We will never be equal to God.
不可能。
It's impossible.
神爱我们的绝对比较多。
God will always love us more.
我们可以爱的永远比较少。
And how much we can love God is always less.
神从来不 care. 神从来不会跟我们计较。
But God doesn't care about that.
神只要你只要，因为我的儿女，他本来能力就比较小，本来这样我有就好，我真的很高兴。神实际上是很容易满足，你不觉得吗
？Don't you think that God is very easily satisfied? Because we are His children, this is all we can do, and that's good enough.
有时候我们一个小动作都可以让神感动，将福气赐给我们。
And sometimes even a small action can touch God's heart, and He will bless us.
小弟当传道看过很多。
I have seen as a pastor, I've seen many of these examples.
这样也可以。
And that this would touch God.
神啊，你的爱实在太大了。
And that God, your love is so great.
有时候觉得说，哇，神真的太奇妙。
Sometimes I think that God is just so miraculous.
我们在这边同领主耶稣的肉，同领主耶稣的血。
So here we are today, receiving the Lord's blood and flesh.
有一节圣经我们还是要翻一下，约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 6.
因为那是奥秘，所以我们还是要时常提醒自己啊。
Because this is a mystery, so we have to remind ourselves.
对我们来讲不是奥秘啦。
To us, this is no mystery.
我们现在已经都知道了嘛，哈。
Because we understand this.
可是在有些人的心中是奥秘，他不懂的人就是奥秘了。
But to those who don't understand, this is a mystery.
我们看这个约翰福音第六章
，Book of John chapter 6,
49节
，49.
六章49节
，Chapter 6 verse 49.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿还是死的50节
50.
这是从天上降下来的粮叫人吃的就不死51节
51.
那我是从天上降下来生命的粮人若吃这粮就必永远活着我所要赐的粮就是我的肉为世人的生命所赐的52节
52.
因此犹太人彼此争论说这人怎么把他的肉给我们吃呢53节
53.
耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们你们若不吃人子的肉不喝人子的血就没有生命在你们里头54节
54.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生在末日我要叫他复活55节
55.
我的肉真是可吃的我的血真是可喝的56节
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面我也藏在他里面57节
57.
永活的父怎样差我来 我又因父活着，照样赐我肉的人也要因我活着。58节
58.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃了玛哪还是死的。这是主耶稣所说的一段话。
And this is what spoken by Lord Jesus.
当然52节插了一些人的争论。
And verse 52, talk about some quarrels among the Jews.
对这些人来讲，主耶稣所讲的就是奥秘。
To these people, what Jesus spoke of is a mystery.
有些人因为这样离开主耶稣。
Some people left Lord Jesus because of this.
对我们来讲不是奥秘。
But to us, this is no mystery.
它是恩典。
This is grace.
主耶稣说他就是生命的粮。
Lord Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
他要将他的肉跟血给我们吃。
He will give us his blood and flesh.
没有吃不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在我们里面。
And those who don't eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, he will not have life in them.
吃主耶稣的肉，喝主耶稣的血的人，就有永生，末日要复活。
And those who eat of his flesh, drink of his blood, will have eternal life or resurrected.
不可以随便拒绝领圣餐。
So you should not reject the Holy Communion lightly.
不可以。
It is not okay.
不可以说、啊、很随便，我要领就领，我不领就领，不领不行。
And you cannot take it lightly that take it as you want and don't take it because you don't feel like it.
这个是主耶稣给我们的。
This is given to us by Lord Jesus.
可是我们也要同时知道一点。
But also at the same time, we need to realize one thing.
我们也不能随便领。
That we cannot take it lightly.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
27节
Verse 27.
11:27.
11:27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血的。28节
28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。29节
29.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。我们看到这边，当然后面讲到有些人患病，有些人死了。这个在我们的真正的经历里面是有的。
And this has truly happened in my experience.
这边说，无论什么人
，it whoever
不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血了。
Eats the bread and drink his cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood and the body.
等一下我们在领的时候，我们要先，所以我们要反省自己。
So we need to reflect upon ourselves.
所以刚开始小弟就有讲。
So in the beginning, I mentioned this.
我们刚开始的祷告，我们就是要开始反省。
That in a prayer we offer earlier, we need to start examining ourselves.
免得我们吃喝自己的罪。
Lest we eat our own blood, a guilt of the body and flesh.
如果说我们如果说已经犯了不应该犯的罪
，If we have committed sins that we shouldn't have,
我们就不要领。
Then we should not take the communion.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹说
I often tell brothers and sisters this.
这个面子值几块钱。
And that worry about your face is only a few dollars.
我不应该领。
If I'm not supposed to take the Holy Communion,
我拿起来领。
But I picked it up and ate it.
如果只是不能得到福气，那我认为说 OK， 那是比较没什么关系。
If it's as minor as not receiving grace, I think it's not a big deal.
人非圣洁，不能见神的面。
Because unless we're holy, we will not see the face of God.
人非圣洁，可以领主耶稣的圣餐吗？
And if we're not holy, can we receive the holy communion of the Lord?
那吃下去不止不能得到福气，反而会招致祸患。
If we take the holy communion, not only we will not receive grace, we might even be woe might come to us.
或增加在幕后审判的苦楚。
Or we might it might add to the punishment or the judgment in the latter days.
面子值几块钱。
Then
面子值几块钱。
Then what is the big deal about your face?
是咯，我们想清楚咯。
So that's true. So think about this.
是一定要领的。
You have to receive this.
这是神的恩典。
Because this is the mercy of God.
不过我们要懂得悔改。
But we need to know how to repent.
我相信大家都有智慧，所以我不用讲得太清楚。
So I believe everybody has the wisdom, so I don't need to say it anymore.
好，我讲一个见证给大家听。
But let me share with everyone a testimony.
要我们来分辨。
And it has helped us to discern.
有一个年轻人
There is a youth.
他非常的优秀
He was very outstanding.
我很喜欢这个年轻人
I really like this youth.
这是未来教会的这个神的工人，太棒了
Because he seems to be the future worker of God. He is so outstanding.
就在一次的机会里面
But in an opportunity.
我不是故意，我就不小心就台上发现，哎，他怎么没有领圣餐？
But it wasn't intentional, but I noticed on the pulpit that he did not receive the Holy Communion.
平常传道是在坐在台上忙，不会去注意看谁有没有领圣餐，不会啦。
Usually the pastors are busy dividing the bread. We don't notice who didn't receive the bread.
可是那次就刚好不知道，就刚好就看到。
But that time unintentionally, I noticed he didn't receive.
我很紧张啊。
So I was very nervous.
怎么会这样啊？
Because how could this be?
结果呢？我们结束了哈，这个圣餐礼结束了。
So when the Holy Communion concluded,
他妈妈来找我了。
His mom came to find me.
哎呦，传道糟糕啦！
And she says that we're in trouble, Pastor.
我的儿子已经两次没有领圣餐啦。
That my son did not receive the Holy Communion twice.
我说对呀，为什么啊？
So I said, I know why.
他妈妈说。传道啊，就是拜托你去问啊。
And so the mother says that, Pastor, I'm asking you to go find out for me.
我说那是你儿子呢。
So I said, he is your son.
是你要去问来告诉我，我怎么变成我去问来告诉你呢？
You should be the one asking and tell me the answer and not the other way around.
他说传道拜托你了，我真的不敢问，我可能不，我不敢听那个结果啦。
And so the mother pleaded and said that, Pastor, please go ask because I'm too scared to hear the answer.
我头一直摇啊，一直摇啊，好啦。我去问啊。
And so I keep shaking my head, and finally I agree to go ask.
然后呢，就是四下无人。
And so while there's nobody around,
我就问了。
I asked him.
哎，兄弟啊。
So I said, brother.
哎，我们两个熟嘛哈。
We're very close, right?
我有一件事，我真的，我不问你就是不行呢。
There's one thing that I have to ask you.
你是不是两次没有领圣餐啊？
Is it true that you didn't receive the Holy Communion twice?
传道你怎么知道？
So he says, Pastor, how do you know?
我说天使告诉我的。
So I said, Angel told me.
你不用告诉你不你不需要我这是不是事实就好，你不需要知道谁告诉我。
You don't need to know who told me. Just tell me if this is the truth.
因为谁告诉我不是重点。
Because it's not important who told me this.
你有没有领圣餐？
Did you receive the Holy Communion?
我亲眼看到你这次就没有领圣餐。
Because I saw with my own eyes you passed on the Holy Communion this time.
他很紧张。
So he was very anxious.
我说你没关系，你这是没有人啊，你告诉我为什么你没有领圣餐？如果看怎么办，有什么看能不能补救，或者是怎么办？你也是要讲出来，以后才知道怎么活下去呀、啊。
And since there's nobody around, tell me, and let's think if there's any way to make it up because life has to go on.
哇，他非常的难过。
And so he seems to be very upset.
他就娓娓道来，他就跟妈妈讲了。
So then he began to describe what happened.
传道，我请问你一件事情。
So he says, Pastor, let me ask you something.
我们身体是不是圣灵的殿？
That isn't our body the temple of the spirit.
我更烦恼了。
And so that made me even more worried.
一般传道只要引这个，就是下面就是跟自己的身体相关的嘛。
Because usually, if pastor start with this, and whatever follows has to do with his body.
我一直跟自己说，我要镇定，我要镇定，我要镇定。
So I keep telling myself that I need to stay calm, stay calm.
然后呢，他就讲了。
Then he continued to say.
传道对不对？
Isn't that true, Pastor?
所以不可以伤害自己的身体，对不对？
So you can't injure your own body, right?
对。
So I say yes.
好，那一天我妈妈也是这样跟我讲。
Because that's what my mom told me.
我说你妈妈为什么跟你讲这事？
I said, why did your mother tell you this?
她说传道你不知道了。
He says, Pastor, you may not know this.
我很喜欢打电动玩具。
I like to play video games.
打到没天没夜的。
That I will play day and night.
其实她是。他所谓每天没事比较夸张，意思说他晚上打电动玩具都要打到很晚。
But he's a little exaggerating because what he meant is he played the video games until early in the morning.
打到因为很晚睡觉，隔天起来又要上班嘛，他当老师要上班。
He's a teacher. He will play video games until late at night, and the next day he has to get up and go to work.
很早就要起床。
So he has to get up early in the morning.
有一天他妈妈看到了。
One day his mom saw him.
就骂他。
And scolded him.
身体是圣灵的殿。
And that your body is a temple of the spirit.
你这样子挥霍自己的身体，你以后怎么有能力可以做圣工啊？你身体不好，怎么做圣工啊
？If you waste your body this way and damage your body, how can you have the strength to do holy work in the future?
你这样得罪神啊
！Because if you do this, you will sin against God.
你对得起神吗？你
？That you have sinned against God.
他说啊，这样他妈妈的一句要把他好像一刀刺进去啊。
His mom's scolding seems to be piercing through his heart.
哇，他说对啊，我得罪神啊。
So he admitted that yes, he has sinned against God.
身体是圣灵的殿，我这样子的话，真的，我现在身体越来越差，我怎么会主耶稣做圣工啊
？Because his body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So if his health declines, how can he work for God in the future?
啊，我不可以领圣餐啊，我对不起神啊。
And so he said that he can't receive the Holy Communion because he has fallen short of the grace of God.
他越讲越痛苦，我越听越轻松。
And so the more he tell me about the story, the more sad. saddened he gets, but the more I hear of his story, the more lighthearted I get.
我说啊，你不只在外面当老师，你在教会里面也当老师吧。
So I told him that not only you're a teacher in school, but aren't you also a teacher at church?
你从小认真读经。
Since you were young, you studied the Bible diligently.
你不会搞了半天，连神的道理你都不会分辨哦。
And now you're grown up, are you not able to discern the truth of God?
你讲的没有错。
It's true, what you're saying is true.
的确，我们身体是圣灵的殿。
It's true that our body is the temple of God.
你那个行为也不好。
And what you're doing is not good.
可是这个罪不至于死啊。
But this kind of sin is not to the point of death.
那你现在还有这样吗？
Are you still doing this?
他说传道我不敢啊。
He says, Pastor, I dare not to do this anymore.
我妈妈跟我讲以后我就悔改啊。
Last time when my mother told me about this, I repented.
我觉得我对不起神啊。
I feel like I'm not worthy.
我说好。
So I said, okay.
那你悔改了以后，下次就领圣餐。
Then after you repented, next time make sure you take the Holy Communion.
这罪不至于死。
Because this sin is not to the point of death.
他说传道，感谢神。
And so he says, Pastor, thank God.
我说对，感谢神啊。
So I said, yes, thank God.
我说你把我吓死了。
Because you really scared me.
有时候我们要学会分辨。这个是道理上的分辨，我们听很多道理，我们听很多传道讲很多道理，我们要学会分辨哦。
We have heard the pastor teaching us a lot about the truth, but we need to have the ability to discern.
我们如果跟某个人吵架
，If we are fighting with a certain person,
我们要祷告
，We have to pray.
我们要原谅对方
，We have to forgive that person.
我们要求主耶稣原谅我们
，We also have to ask Lord Jesus to forgive us.
这个非常的重要
，This is very important.
我们在神面前要存着一个无愧的良心来到主耶稣面前。
That we need to come before God with a clear conscience.
如果我们有不好的地方，我们要悔改。
If there's anything we're doing wrong, we need to repent.
然后我们来领圣餐。
Then we partake the Holy Communion.
我们才能存着一个无愧的良心，非常高兴的感恩的心来领受主耶稣给我们的恩典。
And therefore we can receive the grace of God with a clear conscience, with a joyful heart.
我们现在要来祝谢。
Now we're about to give thanks.
这是一块无酵饼。
This is unleavened bread.
是用这个面粉跟这个水和成，然后把它烘成的。
It is mixed with flour and water and baked.
没有任何的酵。
Without any yeast or leaven.
我们现在，它现在只是一块饼啊。
And now it's just a piece of bread.
那我们等一下来祝谢。
So in a minute we will consecrate it.
求主耶稣让它灵化成主耶稣的肉。
We ask Lord Jesus to spiritualize this bread into His body.
我们把它擘饼了以后，我们来享用神给我们的恩典。
After we divide the bread, we can enjoy the grace of God.
请大家同心跪下来。
And let's kneel down and pray.
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
创造宇宙万物的真神。
The God that created the universe.
我们感谢你。
We give thanks to you.
2000多年前，你来到这个世界上。
2000 years ago, you came to this world.
与我们钉在十字架上，给我们新的生命。
You crucified yourself on the cross and gave us a new life.
在钉十字架之前，你设下了圣餐礼。
You established the Holy Communion before your crucifixion.
而且你要我们也这样做。
And you have taught us to do so.
为的是纪念主耶稣你的爱。
So that we can remember your love.
你为我们所做的一切，你所说的一切话。
And remember everything you have done for us, every word that you spoke.
我们的救主耶稣基督，你看。
Our Lord Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, look.
你有很多前进的这个子民跪在你的面前。
You have many devout a citizen of heaven kneeling down before you.
你看他们在你的面前跪着来感谢神你的恩典。
And that they've knelt down in front of you to give thanks to your grace.
一起来祝谢这一块无酵饼。
And together we give thanks to this unleavened bread.
按照神，这是按照神你的旨意而行的。
And Lord, this is done according to your will.
求耶稣看着我们的心，将这块无酵饼灵化成你的肉。
And Lord Jesus, please see our heart and spiritualize this bread into your flesh.
让我们吃的以后有生命在我们里面。
So after we partake it, we will have your life in us.
让我们末日的时候可以复活，跟你在天上一起享受那永远的福乐。
On the last day, we can be resurrected and enjoy the heavenly joy with you.
主啊，你的爱我们没有办法，不知道怎么样来回报。
And Lord, we don't know how to repay your love.
我们也知道神你的心。
And Lord, we know your heart.
求主耶稣你带领我们。
Lord, we ask that you would guide us.
纪念我们对你的这一份心。
And remember our heart towards you.
我们愿意将一切荣耀归给神你的圣名。
May all the glory and honor belong to your holy name.
一步一步的跟随神你的脚步来行。
And that step by step, we can follow your footprints.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请周传道跟李执事啊一起来拨饼。
We ask Pastor, we ask Elder Zhou and Deacon Lee to help us divide the bread.
我们请弟兄姐妹唱诗76首赞美天上的真神。
Ask the congregation to please sing hymn 76.
请传道跟执事。请负责人来端圣餐。我们拿到主耶稣的肉，我们就自己感谢领受。
After you receive the Lord Jesus' flesh, you can receive it and eat it with thanksgiving.
还没有在本会受洗的亲戚朋友，请暂时先不要领。
For our brethren, for our friends and family who have not been baptized, please refrain yourself from partaking the Holy Communion.
却最终单从我心解脱落，在世家我一心怜悯良心平安，到如今我无事不欢乐。主恩主爱如此深重，有是主呼求，在我主事之家，我看见主宝血，最终当从我心间。
七十七首
77.
谢神，我们都领了主耶稣的肉。
And thank God that we all received the flesh of Lord Jesus.
那这壶呢是葡萄汁。
And this jar is the grape juice.
我们等一下一起来祝献。
We will also give thanks together.
求主耶稣让它灵化成为主耶稣的血。
We pray that Lord Jesus will spiritualize the juice into His blood.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
哈利路亚 ，Name of Jesus Christ, we pray。
施怜悯、到处传福音的主耶稣基督。
Our merciful Lord Jesus, who has spread the gospel everywhere。
两千多年前，你来到这个世界上。
2000 years ago, you came to this world。
你叫我们要悔改。
You taught us repent, repentance。
你说天国近了。
You said that the heaven is near。
主啊，今天我们承继的你的教训。
So today we are remembering your teaching.
不管你的子民走到哪里，我们将你的福音传到哪里。
No matter where your believers, your people go, we will spread your gospel.
因为我们知道你是爱，所以我们也是爱。
Because we know that you are love, and so are we.
所以我们要将爱分享给我们的亲戚朋友知道。
And that's why we want to spread the love to all our brothers, our friends and family.
因为你是给我们权柄。
Because you have given us the authority.
就是我们走到哪里，恩典的自由就应该滴到哪里。
And therefore, wherever we go, the oil of blessing will drop everywhere.
这个权柄就是我们可以为信的人受洗，让他们能够得到神的恩典。
This authority allows us to baptize those who believe so that they will also be blessed.
哇，你带领我们到这一块土地。
Lord, you have led us to this land.
这块土地有很多人还没有真正的归到你的家。
In this land, there are many people that have not truly returned to your home.
我们实在知道我们的使命。
We know our mission.
如果不知道，我们何必跪在神你的面前啊？
If we don't know our mission, why would we kneel down before you?
是我们还有很多的软弱。
However, we are still full of weaknesses.
我们知道我们做的不是很好。
We know that what we have done is not good enough.
可是我们知道神你是爱我们的。
But Lord, we know that you love us.
主啊，求你纪念我们的心。
So Lord, we ask that you remember our hearts.
有很多神你的子民是愿意跟随你的。
There are many people that are willing to follow you.
求主耶稣，你能够用你的灵亲自带领我们。
Lord, we ask that you will lead us with your spirit.
赐力量给我们。
That you will give us strength.
也求主耶稣，你将这一壶的葡萄汁能够灵化成你的血。
We also pray that you will spiritualize this jar of grape juice into your blood.
主啊，你说这是你所立的新约。
Lord, you said this is a new covenant you've set for us.
我们在喝你的血的时候，我们没有忘记。
While we are drinking your blood, we do not forget.
神，你给我们的一切的教训。
And all the teachings that you have given us.
你对我们的期望。
And your expectation of us.
我们还有很多做不到的。
But there are still many things that we are not able to do.
唯有靠着圣灵的帮助。
We have to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
不但能让自己的灵性更好。
Not only we can improve our spirituality.
在这个地方能够荣耀神的名。
And that in this place we can glorify the Lord's name.
我们还要将神的名传扬。
We also want to proclaim your name everywhere.
在这个地方充满着神你的爱。
So that in this place is filled with your love.
主啊，我们在这里向你祈祷。
Lord, we pray to you here.
求耶稣能够垂听我们的祷告。
And may Lord Jesus remember our prayers.
我们依然愿意神你的荣耀充满全宇宙。
How much are we willing that for your glory to fill the universe?
直到永永远远。
Until forever.
我们会愿意追随你。
We are willing to follow you.
但愿主耶稣你是我们力量帮助。
And we pray that Lord Jesus will give us the strength and help us.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Sing hymn
101.
我们请周传道跟李执事。我们唱赞美诗361首。
Sing hymn 361。
我们请负责人来端圣餐。
重视定时家满头有伤苦情，天使穿洁白衣裳看守在主墓地，是我莫忘歌西玛尼，莫忘我主受苦之地，莫忘我主是爱不息，令我上独楼顶，主啊我情愿顺服你，背十字架跟从你，救主可陪我愿领受，一生持足不息，是我莫忘可惜吗你，莫忘我主可苦之地，莫忘我主慈爱不息，令我找独楼地。
365首
365主伸手伸手床上忧伤痛苦难当，被迫带进极冠冕，忍受嘲讽毁谤，用真挚荣和苍白充满愁苦疲倦，是晨光静静憔悴身上，握住你受尽苦难，虽然大梦暗点，交钱温求继续是恩典，常赞扬你圣言，我当用何等言语感谢圣，
谢天上的真神。
We thank our heavenly Father.
啊，主耶稣也让我们领受了主耶稣的血。
Lord Jesus has allowed us to partake to His blood.
那如果还没有领受到的工作人员
，For the holy worker has yet to receive the holy communion.
啊，我们会后我们再来补领哦。
And we can make it up after the service concludes.
啊，我们虽然领受了主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血。
Even though we have partake the Lord's blood and flesh.
啊，那我们这次也没有人洗礼。
And this time, we don't have anyone being baptized.
没有关系。
But that's okay.
啊，我们知道说我们有这个心。
We know that we have such hearts.
神的脉动每个地方都不太一样哦。
And the Lord's work is different and work in different rhythms.
我们跟随主耶稣这个心觉得很重要。
But our heart to follow Lord Jesus is very important.
那可是我还是要，我们还是要翻这一段经文，大家要互相来提醒一下。
We still have to turn to a verse as our mutual reminder.
我们看使徒行传第十五章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传第十五章二十八节。
Acts 15 verse 28.
十五章二十八节。
Acts chapter 15 verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节。
29.
就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫。这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了。愿你们平安。阿们。这个地方啊，圣灵跟我们定义。
And here, Holy Spirit, has a covenant with us.
当然不是说啊，其他道理都不用守，不是这样的。
It's not that we don't have to observe anything else.
当然，十诫是一定要守的。
Of course, we have to follow the Ten Commandments.
当然，我们今天不需要受割礼。
We don't need to be circumcised today.
也不需要守节期。
And we don't have to hold the festivals.
可是有几件事是不可以少的。
But there are a few things that is necessary.
就是禁戒祭偶像的物。
And to abstain from things offered to idols.
早期在这块土地上可能要碰到机会可能很低啦。
And earlier, in the earlier days, it's hard to encounter this kind of problem.
不过世界在变。
But the world is evolving.
我们要小心。
So we have to be cautious.
禁戒祭偶像的物。
We have to abstain from things offered to idols.
可能不只是佛教哦，道教、印度教都可能的哦。
And it's not just limited to Buddhism. This might even pertain to Hinduism, and to Taoism.
因为这块土地上是一个大熔炉，每个民族都会来。
Because this land is a great melting pot, it's possible for different people to come to this land.
我们大家都是好人。
We're all good people.
就会得到很多人的喜爱。
And so we may be pleased by many people.
所以我们的同事、我们的邻居什么，可能他们就觉得啊，这个。好人啊，我们常常跟他们分享，他们也分享他们的东西，那我们要小心他们的东西是不是有拜过的啦。
And our friends, our co-workers might think we're very nice. We often share things with them, and they might share their things with us, but we have to be cautious because we have to make sure it's not offered to idols.
啊，当然我们不用草木皆兵，也不必要这样啦。
But of course we don't have to check
就是一直说啊，怀疑这个，怀疑那个，不必要这样。
We don't have to be so doubtful and scrutinized.
我们尽我们的责任避免。
We do our best to avoid it.
剩下我们交给天上的真神。
Then the rest we leave it to our God in heaven.
我们拿着默祷，我们就吃。
And after we partake it, we pray in silence and we eat it.
可是我们如果有怀疑。
But if we have any question about it,
哎，这一家是印度教的，这个好像最近是他们的什么节。
And perhaps this family is Hindu, and recently they have their holidays.
这个时候就要谨慎。
So at this time, you need to be extra cautious.
那血当然是不能吃，这是不用讲了。
Of course, we can't drink from the blood.
你知道西洋人啊，很多西洋人是吃血的，而且吃多了。
Do you realize a lot of Westerners eat blood and they eat a lot of blood?
我认识很多一些西洋人超喜欢吃血的。
I know a lot of Westerners that likes eating blood.
小弟以前在纽西兰的时候，还有那个他们那个当地的 Kiwi 啊，要请我吃蛋糕啊。
And when I used to live in New Zealand, they want to give me cake and kiwi.
然后他们那时候我就记得，哎，我就问他们说，为什么要吃蛋糕？为什么要请我吃蛋糕呢？
And I remember asking them, why do you want to treat me to a cake now?
然后我又发现那个 cake 的那个颜色怪怪的。
And I noticed that the color of the cake is a little strange.
是桑葚蛋糕吗？
Is cake made of mulberry?
对，这个。没看过这个颜色的。
I'm never seeing a cake this color.
可是这个今天好像是他们什么节哦。
And I thought to myself, I think today is their holiday.
是一个基督教的节庆哦。
It's a Christian holiday.
我就问了。
So I asked them,
这个跟节庆有关系吗？
Does this have anything to do with your holiday?
他说有啊。
And he says yes.
我说这请问这是什么做的好特别哦。
And so I asked him, this is so different. What is it made of?
他有没有名字啊？
Is there a name for this?
他说有啊。
And so he says, yeah, there is.
那个叫 blood cake.
It's called black cake.
Blood cake.
Blood cake.
Blood cake. Blood 不是血吗？我想 blood 不是 blood， blood 是血呢。
And so I thought to myself, isn't blood the blood?
对，我就问他这样啊。那个是血做的吗？
And asked him, is this made of blood?
他说对啊，这是血做的啊。
And he says, yeah, this is made of blood.
我马上用圣经跟他讲。
So then I turned to a Bible. I told him,
基督徒不可以吃血。
And that a Christian cannot eat bread, blood.
啊，他吓一跳。
And so he was surprised.
我从小到大我都不知道不可以吃血呢。
He says, ever since I was young, I never realized that I'm not to eat blood.
吃血的人可多了，德国人也吃很多。
And a lot of Germans also eat blood.
他们那个 sausage 有没有？他们就有一种是专门就是灌血的。
And they have a sausage that's a blood sausage.
一种啊，有一种，其中有一种是专门灌血的。
One of the sausages they have is made of blood.
啊，所以我们要小心。
So you have to be cautious.
很多国家他们都吃血的。
A lot of countries they eat blood.
或者是勒死的牲畜。
Or they eat from the strangled animals.
或者是还没有这个，他那个蛋哦已经有形了。
Or the egg that's already took form.
哎，对，然后呢，它里面已经有血。
And there's already blood in the egg.
他们故意不让它出来，不让它生出来。
And they don't let the egg harvest.
让它生出来之前，赶快拿去煮。
And they will cook the egg before the chick would harvest.
把血留在里面。
So they would leave the blood in the chick in the egg.
他们说这样比较补。
They think that this is better for their body.
以前我为什么知道这个呢？是因为我一个同事，他是菲律宾人。
How do I know this? It's because I used to have a friend that's from the Philippines.
我跟他们很好。
I'm very good friends with them.
他就说。Ted 这个跟你分享。
And so he said, let me share this with you.
他讲了一个他们族人的话，我听不懂。
He said something in Tagalog, and I don't know what he's saying.
我详细一问。
So when I ask a little bit closer.
我说谢谢你。
So then I said, thank you.
你也是基督徒吧？
You are also a Christian, right?
他说是。
He says, yes.
我说你怎么可以吃这个？
So I said, how can you eat this?
他说为什么不可以？
He asked me, why not?
我说这里面有血不是吗？
I said, isn't there blood in this?
他们的表情都是啊这样子。
And so this is their expression.
说没有人教导你们吗？
He says, didn't anybody teach you this?
我怎么知道？我们从小就是这样吃啊。
He said that he had no idea. He's been eating this since he was young.
是咯，我们不可以啊，不可以啊，这个我们不可以。他们可以，我们不可以。
And so they can have that kind of expression, but we can't.
道理就是道理。
Because a truth is a truth.
鹿茸不可以吃。鹿的那个脚的最后那一段，那个有肉的那一段。
The antelope horn, the base of the antelope horn is not edible.
为什么不可以吃，知道吗？
Do you know why?
一般都是华人吃比较多，应该洋人不会吃这种东西。
The Caucasians don't eat this. Usually it's Asian that like to eat this.
为什么不可以吃呢？
Why can you not eat it?
这个是我们从以前到现在，后来我才知道，甚至当然都是美国了，不过是在讲台湾的圣职人会议曾经有至少讨论过两次。
And in Taiwan, the board council, the church council have discussed this topic twice.
有一次是我刚当传道的时候。
The first time was when I just started being a pastor.
小丽的家是做中药的。
I came from a family that makes Chinese herbs.
我们家就是开药厂的。
We're a family of Chinese pharmacy.
鹿茸，我们家可多了。
That we have a lot of the antler's horns.
你们的鹿茸都是一片一片的，对不对？
Your antler horn is slices.
我们的鹿茸都是整只整只整只的。
And the ones we have at our house are in big chunks and pieces.
我不知道鹿茸不可以啊。
I didn't know you can't eat that.
那个都是亲戚朋友送的啦，因为这是亲戚朋友送的啦。
And because they're all presents from our family and friends.
也没有人告诉我们。
Nobody ever told us that.
我当传道了。
Until I was a pastor,
去参加会议啊,
I went to conferences.
看到有个议题啊,
I saw a topic.
我非常的排斥。
I rejected that.
鹿茸为什么不可以吃？它是药啊。
So I said, why can't you eat the antler's horn? It's a Chinese herb.
鹿茸就是把它割起来，然后就吃啊，这个跟肉一样啊。
You just cut off the horn and you eat it. What's different than eating a meat?
哦，那次我们传道辩论哦，那个真的是真，因为很多人辩论哦，争论。
During that conference, many pastors debated back and forth.
后来就大家都不是专业，来，我们请专业的来说，这样。
Since nobody's an expert, so we asked an expert to come and explain.
原来啊，他们说了，那个他们在做鹿，他们做鹿茸做药，他们一定要割下来的同一个时候，就一个套子把它套住。
And when they make the antler's horn herb, when you chop it off, you have to immediately cap it.
只有一个目的。
Only one purpose.
把血留在里面。
That is, you leave the blood in there.
故意的。
On purpose.
这样比较有功效。
Because it will be more effective.
所有传道都不讲话了。
And so all the pastors then were silent.
好，大家来表决可不可以吃鹿茸。不可以的请举手。
And so now let's take time to vote. Whoever think it's not okay to eat the antler's horn, please raise your hand.
全部都举手。
Then everybody raise their hands.
因为那个没有话说了。
Because there's nothing to debate now.
所以我回家就把我妈，我就回家之后全部缴械。来，妈妈。我们家的鹿茸全部敲出来。
And so when I went home, I asked my mom to give me all the antler's horn we have in our house.
我妈说你要干什么？
So my mom asked me, what are you going to do?
她还以为我要拿去送人。
Because she still has some, so I want to give it to people.
送人，连我们都不能吃，再送什么人？来，全部都拿出来。
She wanted to give it to other people as a present, so I said, if we're not allowed to eat it, why would we want to give it to people?
你知道我拿去干什么吗？
Do you know what I went to do, what I did with it?
我全部拿去种树。
So I went to use the fertilizer for my plants.
那一年啊，我们家那个叶子本来那个这么小，都变这么小片，都变这么大片。哦，那个这么大都变这么大片，哦，那个。
That year, when the flower bloomed, the leaf was supposed to be very small, but it was very big that year.
我妈就看了说，你看，你看，你看，那个，你看这么好的东西这样子，你看。
So my mom said to me, look, this is such a good herb, and look what you did with it.
我跟我妈妈说，你看，你看，圣经怎么说，你看。
But I told my mom, look what the Bible tells you to do.
我们就，我，那我知道那很贵啊，可是问题是那不可以，就是不可以。
I know it's very expensive, but it's not allowed, so we don't do that.
不可以。就是不可以。
And so no is a no.
所以有人信，哎，我们弟兄姐妹很聪明，他马上来挑战小弟。
And we have a lot of brothers and sisters that are smart, so they come and challenge me.
传道，我知道有一种方式哦，可以吃鹿茸。
I know a way where you can still eat the antlers.
因为我跟他解释为什么不可以吃鹿茸。
Because I already explained to them why it's not allowed.
我说你不要挑战我啦，我知道你的方法啦。
And so I told them, don't challenge me. I know your way.
你有没有想过啊？我又不是笨蛋。
I'm not stupid. You think I didn't think about this?
我去养一头鹿。
Why don't I just go and raise a
鹿
a deer?
然后我就把它时间到，我就把它割起来。
And so when it's time, I will chop off the horn.
然后把它滴滴滴滴滴到都没有血了。
And then I will let all the blood drain until there's no more blood in the horn.
就跟肉一样嘛。
Just like a piece of meat.
我就可以吃了。
Then I can eat it.
对不对
？Isn't that right?
我说对不对？啊，传道你怎么那么厉害
？And they said that Pastor, you're so smart.
我说我告诉你，还有一种更厉害的。
I said, let me tell you, there's an even better way.
你去那个养鹿场。
You go to a deer farm.
你跟他讲说你什么时候要收割的时候告诉我。
And you tell them that whenever you're going to kill the deer, tell me.
我就是要这只，是吧？That 做个记号，我就是要这一只。
Make a mark. That's a particular deer that I want.
他割下来就在旁边看。
And so when they cut off the horn, then you just stand there and watch it.
血都流尽了。
You make sure that all the blood is drained.
带回家。
Then you take the horn home.
可是谁会这样做？
But who's going to do that?
没有人会这样做啦。
Nobody will do that.
所以我们在市面上买的那个都是一律不能吃的。
And so all the antlers horn that we buy at the market are not edible.
其实在中药里面还有其他可以替代的东西。
And the truth is in Chinese medicine, there are substitutes that you can use.
所以不要吃鹿茸。
So do not eat the antlers horn.
后来我去查我们早期的资料。
So when I went to look at our historical recordings,
我才发现
Then I realized,
在那一次辩论之前的几十年前就已经有曾经辩论过一次。
And that a few decades before our last debate, people already debated about this once.
都是在圣职人会里面辩论的。
It's all debated in the church council meetings.
几十年前的结论也是一样，那个是不能吃的。
And the conclusion from decades ago is the same, that it's not edible.
那后来可能忘记了，那个忘记，因为传道也会改传道也会一直替换，所以忘记了，所以忘记了，所以说就再一次提出来，那讨论的结果也是不能吃，也是不能吃。
And because the pastors would change over time, so perhaps they forgot about the last decision, but at the end of the second debate, the conclusion is still that it's not edible.
奸淫不可以换。
And sexual immorality is not allowed.
什么叫奸淫？
What does it mean to, sexual immorality?
跟自己的先生或跟自己的太太以外，所有的。不管是动物，不管是男女，不管是，先这样讲，
And this,
都不可以了，都不可以。
Sexual immorality means that other than your spouse, whether your husband or your wife, you're not allowed to have any relationships, with any other, man or woman or even animals.
哎，对，不管他是什么性，现在有第一性、第二性、第三性，不管什么性，反正就是只能跟自己的太太或跟自己的丈夫，就是这样。
It doesn't matter what gender, you can only have relations with your own spouse.
剩下都是在奸淫的范围内。
Anything else is beyond sexual immorality.
小弟知道现在这个整个世界的价值观是什么？我知道，我不是不知道。
I know, I'm aware of the value system of this world. It's not that I'm not aware of it.
可是小弟是神的仆人。
But I am the servant of God.
不是这个世界的仆人。
I'm not servant of this world.
所以我只为主耶稣，我只讲神的话。
So I only speak words of God.
不可以就是不可以。
And no is a no.
只要我们这些事不做。
As long as we stay away from these things.
愿主耶稣赐福给大家。
And may Lord Jesus bless everyone.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
415首。
415。
这次祷告是我们这次灵恩布道会最后一次的祷告了。
And this prayer is the last prayer of the evangelical service.
我们刚领受完主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血。
We have just received the Lord's blood and flesh.
按理我们就是要来立志。
According to that, we need to set a determination.
主耶稣对我这么好。
Lord Jesus is so gracious to me.
我要为主立何志。
And what kind of determination do I need to set for the Lord?
早期小弟刚出来的时候。
In the earlier days when I first became a pastor,
我都会跟大家讲,
I would tell everybody this.
我们应该要立志, 我年轻人要立志当传道。
And that all the youth need to set the determination to become a pastor.
我们要立志为主耶稣立大志。
And we need to set great determinations for the Lord.
当传道十年以后,
But 10 years after I became a pastor,
我都跟弟兄姐妹说,
And this is what I tell the brethren.
不用立大志了。
That you don't need to set a great determination.
立我们现在可以做得到的就好。
And your determination should be something that you're able to do right now.
我知道说我们 Cerritos 教会每一个礼拜都有读经的进度，对不对？我有听到哦，在宣布。
I've heard that at Cerritos Church every week we have our daily Bible reading schedule.
不用举手吧？不用举手看谁有没有读，这样太刺激了。不用不用。
There's no need to ask you to raise your hand if you're following the schedule.
我们可以立志一下。
And so let us set a small determination.
我每天都读圣经。我这样看到，虽然它是三个不同的经卷，应该加起来应该是一天一章，对不对？应该是。我听起来是这样，一天一章。
When I take a look at the schedule, even though this week's schedule is from three different books, but it should be about a chapter a day.
一天一章，我们就读一天一章。
So let us just read one chapter a day.
如果我们现在已经有在读了，
If you're already reading every day,
那我们应该要立志。
Then you need to set a determination.
比如说我们可以说，主啊，主啊，我一个月为你出去传福音一次。
And perhaps you can say, Lord, once a month I will go out and preach gospel for you.
教会后面都有小册啊。
And there are small brochures in the back.
你就是小传福音有那么困难吗？没有。
Is it that difficult to preach a gospel? It shouldn't be.
那些小册传单要干什么用的？
What are those brochures and flyers for?
帮你讲话的。
And they're used to speak for you.
你就把它拿给你的同事。
You can pass it on to your co-workers.
你的亲戚。
Your relatives.
我这边有一个小册很好哦，你听听看，你参考参考看看，参考看看。
And you can say that I have a small brochure here. I think it's a great brochure. Please take a look.
啊，你有兴趣，我还有，我还可以给你。
And if you're interested, I can give you more.
啊，如果说你有兴趣，我带你来教会。
If you're interested, I want to bring you to church.
啊，你有问题，你可以问我，我没有办法回答，我教会很多人可以帮你回答。
If you have questions, you can ask me. If I can answer you, I have many brothers and sisters church that may be able to help you.
那你的责任就是回来帮他祷告。
And your job will be to come back to and just pray for him.
这个不会困难吧？
This shouldn't be too difficult.
哦，不用立大志。
You don't have to set a great determination.
一个一个慢慢做。
You just do one at a time.
时候到了。
When it's time,
神自然就会带领我们。
Then God will guide us.
脚踏实地做。
And that we do it step by step.
这个比较重要。
This is more important.
或者是我们可以立志，我说啊，传道这个我都做过了，然后我还可以做什么？
Or if you have done all of these, you can set a different determination.
要是小朋友，
For the little kids,
注意听啊，
Pay attention.
你们可以做什么？
What can you do?
除了刚才传道所讲的以外，
Besides what the pastor had just said,
你可以立志。
You can set a determination.
每个礼拜来教会的时候，
Every week when you come to church,
看到哪个老人家坐在那边，
When you see an elderly person sitting there,
去跟他问安。
You go say, you greet them.
Hello.
You say hello.
我叫 Ted. 你这个礼拜好吗？
And you say my name is such. How are you this week?
你需要喝水吗？我去倒一杯水给你喝。
Do you need water? I will go get you some water.
不要去倒热的那边啊。
Don't get the hot water.
去倒冷的那边。
Go get some cold water for them.
如果说不够高，就请大人帮忙。
If you're not tall enough for the water, then ask an adult to help you.
OK 吗？
Is that OK?
OK 哦，你们点头 OK 的哦，不是我点头啊，你们点头。主耶稣在看，点头。
Lord Jesus is watching you.
你就是做这样就好，做这样，这样主耶稣就疼你。
This is all you have to do. If you do so, Lord Jesus will love you.
这样就很好哦。
This is good enough.
天父很高兴。
The Heavenly Father will be very happy.
你的长辈很高兴。
And that your elders will be very happy with you.
爸爸妈妈也很高兴。
Mom and Dad will also be happy with you.
不用害羞，我看你们都不会害羞的。我看你们这边的小朋友都不害羞的，不会。
And don't be shy. Thank God, I know you guys are not shy.
好，我们现在来祷告。
Now we'll pray together.
啊，立志是自己跟神的事了哈。
And setting determination is between you and God.
那我们这次还是有按手的祷告。
And this time we will still be having laying of hands.
我们不管要求灵恩或者是求身体健康。
Whether you're praying for the gift of the Spirit or pray for your health.
或者是求恩赐。
Or pray for gifts and talents.
都可以到前面来。
And you're welcome to come to the front.
愿耶稣垂听我们的祷告。
And may Lord Jesus listen to our prayers.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.